ready to fly?
Yep, let's go. I rode a great heist to become a cop. And tracked down an escaped convict. Charlie shows how to stop your bike from becoming hot property.
Hey! Charles?
Then, I go to a real shooting range to see how the police train to use their gun. Do you know how to shoot a gun?
Well, they gave me this one to practice with. I just need a target. Hey. Aha! It's Popular Mechanics for Kids!
One false move, and you can find yourself in a very sticky situation. It's dark in here.
Number one, step forward. Number one, we don't have all day.
Yeah, that's her, all right.
Wrong room, sorry.
Hey!
I really don't think you should have run away like that.
You ran too!
You pushed me!
Do you want us to get into big trouble?
You know what happens when you run away from those guys? They come tearing after you in their cop cars. Oh, yeah. Burning rubber. Speeds of 100 miles per hour. You think you can run away from that?
Yeah, maybe. I don't think so. Check this out. This is no ordinary car.
Roger that.
And you can't be an ordinary driver. Every Los Angeles police officer has to come here. It's a driving school for cops. So is this your first day?
No, Tyler. My job is to teach all LAPD officers to drive like this.
Driving skill is part of the training, but you need a car that's built for the job. High-performance tires, ultra-strong suspension, heavy-duty brakes, and a big engine.
So, Tyler, are you ready to put this car to the test?
Yeah! Work is patrolling the streets. The officer on duty has to keep his eyes peeled for anything that doesn't look right. A car pulls out from the curb without looking. It happens so quickly that you can either stop and hope the guy behind you doesn't rear end you, or you can drive around the car if there's room. To help make the right driving decisions, officers train with the accident avoiding simulator.
They see the three green traffic signals. We hit the tripwire, two of those signals are gonna turn red. We have to spot which one stayed green. And once we spot that, we gotta steer the car aggressively into that lane. Practicing this helps officers avoid traffic accidents out in the street.
When you're on the tail of a bad guy, driving fast and staying in control is just part of the job. This obstacle course is how they practice.
1400.
We're in pursuit of a gray Crown Victoria. The suspects are male, wanted for a 211. That's a robbery. We are northbound at 1st Street. 14 Henry 1 requesting backup.
Sometimes we have to protect some really important people, like maybe the president.
So if he were to find himself in an ambush,
we'd have to act really fast. If the car pulled out in front of us and blocked the roadway, we'd get on our brakes and we'd stop really quick, throw the car in reverse, and then we'd back out fast, and we'd get out of there in in a hurry.
That's called the reverse 180.
We got away from that bad guy, but there might be more than one. If we came around another corner and we saw the roadway blocked off this way, we might have to do a forward 180-degree turn.
Cool.
Now we turn around, we got to get out of there quick.
So, Officer Bush, there's one thing I learned today. When I get my license, and if a police officer pulls me over, I'll be sure to stop. Thanks for a great day.
It was great working with you, Tyler. You did a good job.
Police officers also need weapons training. Don't go away, because there's a lot more power coming up next on PMK. Want to know a police secret? Until now, in traffic, a radar gun could only measure the speed of the biggest vehicle passing by. So it was hard to catch speeders in small cars. But this new radar gun can measure each vehicle as it speeds by. As a car crosses the laser beam, the gun measures how fast the light bounces back from the car to the gun. The faster you're going, the sooner the light reflects back to the gun. Oops, another ticket. This is a brand new BMW R1100 RTP. It's the latest police motorcycle. It's got anti-lock brakes, four different sirens, and a top speed of over 200 kilometers, or 125 miles per hour. This is one police officer who's never gonna get stuck in traffic. How do the police direct traffic? An officer needs three things. A reflective vest, so the drivers can see you. White gloves, so they can focus on your hands. And in case drivers don't notice the first two, a whistle. Looking neat is also important. If you look sloppy, drivers might try to ignore you. At first, getting yourself into position is the hardest part. At most big intersections, there is 1 second where all the lights are red. That's when you can make your move to the center. You never move out of a 1 foot box in the center, otherwise you could get hit. To stop traffic, hold your palm out towards the first car, high enough so that three or four cars behind it can see you. When you're ready to tell the next lane to go, turn your body parallel to the direction of the traffic, point at the lead car, and wave it forward with a swinging movement of your hand. When directing traffic, you have to keep eye contact with drivers at all times and remain in control. If you lose control, an accident can happen.
All right, nothing to see here. Show's over.
Police car may be fast, but nothing beats a helicopter for finding a missing person or chasing down a criminal. It's the eyes in the sky that can get the job done. Sergeant Scott Ross of the Ontario Provincial Police is going to show me how police use their helicopters to find escaped convicts. And I'm going to be Sergeant Ross's co-pilot. Hi.
Hello.
If the chopper is our eyes for this mission, Shadow here is our nose. These guys are the emergency response team. They're going to follow us on the ground. Okay, I think we're ready to find the bad guy. He's going to be played today by Staff Sergeant Tim Charlemois. Okay, this is going to be hard because you're already a policeman and you know where to hide. So are you ready to make life difficult?
Sure am, Alicia.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, go! And now it's time to get this bird in the air.
Okay, are you ready to fly?
Yeah, let's go. This is the Eurocopter Twinstar. It has two jet engines and cruises at about 130 miles per hour. That's 210 kilometers an hour.
It's equipped with a searchlight called a night sun. It shines the same amount of light as 30 million candles.
Come over,
get the
Glasgow in position. Why don't you get on the police radio and see if Shadow picked up his trail?
I look like a CFOPP to the K-9 team. Have you found the trail?
Yeah, 10-4 CFOPP, the dog's indicating he's got a strong track.
Oh, conducting a search. What we'll do is we'll check all the obvious open areas first. We call the poles.
Like over here?
Exactly. We'll cover them off very quickly, eliminate them. Then we'll apply grid patterns to cover the whole area off. We also have an infrared camera. Why don't you look at it and see if there's any white spots that look human?
Infrared shows the hot spots on the ground. Humans give off heat. An experienced pilot has eyes like an eagle. While they look for the convict, they also have to watch out for obstacles. Because we're flying low, still, it's usually the pilots who spot the fugitive.
Check all these open areas now.
All right.
Have a real good luck, because if he's out there, he's going to be a dead giveaway. Look for that red t-shirt.
What happens if he's in all these bushes or something?
We have to hope that we get a view of him running some sort of one bush area to another through an open field or something.
Yeah, Alicia, we're out of the bush now.
They're just coming around behind him.
Let's land in front of him and block his way.
Okay.
Okay, we show the subjects in custody and then we spend four down here.
Good
work. Hey, guys! Bye, Gavin!
Stay with us, because I get to practice the most dangerous kind of police work.
All right, get into the car with your hands up!
That's coming up on PMK. This is no UFO. This is police surveillance of the future. Cypher is an unmanned flying machine. It's kind of like a helicopter. You tell it which areas you want it to search, and then it finds its own way there and back. Now I'm never going to be able to stay out of trouble.
Theft is one of the only crimes in North America that is actually on the rise. A skilled bicycle thief can steal your bike within seconds, even in broad daylight. But there are several things you can do to prevent your bike from being stolen. Hey! Hey, that's my bike! You'll find a lot of these old bike racks around, and they're not completely theft-proof because you can't lock your wheel and your frame to the bike rack using a U-lock, which is the best kind of lock to use, but this part will do. Remove the front wheel of your bike and cram it next to your bike frame. Make sure the lock goes through whatever you're locking the bike to, the bike frame, and both wheels. Don't leave a lot of room between the bike and the lock. It'll be harder to pry the lock off. Position your lock with the keyhole facing the ground. It's harder for the thief to hide what he's doing. Hey, you. To be honest, there is no lock in the world that a seasoned bike thief couldn't bust open. But in simple mathematical terms, two locks are better than one. A chain or cable and padlock, in addition to a good quality U-lock, gives added protection. Thieves don't have a lot of time. Also, thieves don't want to steal a bike that's easily identifiable. So feel free to jazz it up a little. Not only will it be less attractive to a bicycle thief, but you can also make your own individual statement about your personality. Maybe that's just a little bit too much personality. Another thing you can do is engrave your mom or dad's driver's license number on all removable parts of your bike. You can use a knife or any tool with a sharp edge to do this. Charles, what are you doing? You've ruined my good knife. I'm sorry, Mom. You might want to ask permission first. Mom, do you have any clear nail polish? Honestly, Charles, you're getting stranger all the time. Gee, Mom, get me some credit here. After engraving the number on your bike parts, apply a layer of clear nail polish to make sure the numbers don't wear off. If your bike does get stolen and the police recover it, they can use the number to trace it back to you. They recover hundreds of stolen bikes every year. So go out and enjoy your bike to the fullest without worrying about it being stolen. Hey!
man, give it up.
Break time. Maybe this cop life isn't so bad after all. Tyler, what are you doing?
Nothing. I was just,
I hope you're not promoting negative stereotypes of donut-eating police officers.
Of course not. I was just keeping up my energy so I can stay in total shape for the shooting range. Look at that. Phew, bullseye. I'm ready.
Handling a weapon is not a joke, Tyler. Are you up to it?
Oh, yeah.
Are you willing to protect the public and keep them safe?
Of course, sure.
Are you willing to put your life on the line in an unknown and dangerous situation?
Bring it on, baby, bring it on!
It's not a joke you play in your backyard, Tyler. This is real cops and robbers.
I'm ready, I'm ready.
Then get out there and show us what you're made of.
Yeah!
Make us proud.
Yeah!
Ron, you like the chocolate ones, right?
Yeah, they're my favorite. Great.
These things are delicious.
That's right, Tyler. Police officers go through a lot of training. They only use their firearms as a last resort to save their lives.
But is it true that when you shoot to kill?
No, Tyler, that's not true. A police officer shoots somebody to incapacitate them or to make them stop whatever it is they're doing that makes the officer shoot them in the first place. But we have to make sure that we practice, and this is how we do it. Firearms are dangerous items and must be handled with respect. Never point a firearm at an object or at anything that you don't intend to shoot. But if you have to, you have to get the gun out quickly. Put your hearing protection on.
All right.
You ready?
Ready.
Okay. Okay, now you give it a try.
Okay. This is not a toy.
That's right, and that's why we have to practice a lot.
Shooting a gun is always the last resort. Your life or the lives of innocent bystanders have to be threatened. Otherwise, you never shoot. Looks like I'm ready for my first patrol.
First of all, Tyler, you're going to need these cool glasses. Do you need 5 to radio? Check a plate, 181 PXT.
Hey, he's not stopping!
Okay, we're gonna take him down here. Get ready.
Notice that my finger is not on the trigger. I'm doing exactly what police are taught to do when they make an arrest. Don't risk shooting someone unless people's lives are in danger.
Turn around, slowly! Come on, keep going!
Do you think something like this could really happen? Not a chance. This is a movie set, and I'm a good guy.
Keep walking backwards! Alright, stop! Now walk towards the tip of the car!
We are doing each part of this arrest procedure by the book.
All right, stop! Get down on your knees! Put your hands on your back and cross your feet!
Hold up! What was your hurry? Why didn't you stop?
Say, aren't you Tyler Kite from Popular Mechanics for Kids? That's my favorite show! I was just rushing home to watch it now. I watch it all the time.
Hey, so do I. I watch it every week with my daughter. Let me get those cuffs off you so you can be on your way.
Great, did you see it last week?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I did. It's a great show.
I told you this was a movie set. How can a vest stop a speeding bullet? Steel plates? Nope. All you need are many layers of very strong fiber. Where the bullet hits the vest, the layers absorb the impact. One smashed bullet. Ouch! That's got a sting. Police use pepper spray to subdue attackers. Pepper spray is made of powdered hot cayenne peppers mixed with water. These policemen decided to try it out on each other to see what it felt like. That's going beyond the call of duty. I figured being a cop was tough, but I didn't think I had to know so much.
I know. Firing guns, high-speed driving, making arrests. They make it look so easy on TV.
No, it's so different in real life.
Like, one minute, you could be helping a little old lady cross the street. Next minute, bang, breaking up a gang war. You can't let your guard down for a second.
I know. Hey, is that a dollar over there on the ground?
A dollar where? Oh, you tricked me!
So much for not letting your guard down.
Oh, bye.
I'll give you the dollar. Trying to bribe an officer of the law, Tyler? Well, see you next time on PMK. If I ever get out of here.
Hey, what about my one phone call? Alicia? Alicia?